a cake sale. As this is a...
You probably will.
Move forward.
Thanks.
Father, we just ask that you will speak through Sarah to us, that you will give her the words to say and the spirit behind them. Amen.
Well, it is a pleasure to be here. I'm actually quite sad that it's the last one. Because I think it takes a lot of courage to stand up here. And I say that in a non-boastful, proud way, but it does take a lot of courage, and I thank all the people that have done it before, because I've got a lot from it, and I know that you guys have as well. So, as I said, it takes a lot of guts, so thank you for all the people that have done it before. What I want to talk about is something that I've struggled with myself, something that I probably still struggle with now, and I think that's the beauty of God, is that He uses people. I'm not saying I'm the most perfect person in the world. I'm not. But it's good to be an example to others. So that's why I say I know it's hard to believe as you look at me now, standing here all brave and courageous. But I didn't used to be like this. I used to be very shy in school, very intimidated. Wouldn't say boo to a goose. So even simply answering questions in school wasn't something that I did, so I wouldn't put my hand up, not because I didn't know the answer, just purely by the fact that I thought that I was wrong. I thought that I would say something stupid. I thought that I would be humiliated, and all these doubtful thoughts, all this fearfulness, all this sense of not being good enough was something that I continuously struggle with now, and did as a child. And as a teen, and that's what I want to touch upon tonight. I know it's a huge topic, and I could talk for hours and hours and discuss it, but I don't think you want to hear me for that long. So it's all those three emotions of fear and doubt and a sense of not being good enough. I want you to imagine them as three different cages. So each one is holding you back from achieving something that God has for you, so that I can run off 100 situations where I've stopped myself from doing something purely on the basis that doubt of, you can't do it, Sarah, there's no way you can do this. Even before the talk this evening, I was like, no, what excuses can I ring up to say to Carol and everyone else, I can't do it, I'm ill, I've been run over by a car, what can I say to make up an excuse to not do this? And it's just those cages, and they're so easily something that just absolutely sticks to your heart and are something that encage you and tell you, no, I can't do that, you're not good enough, never going to do it. You know, all three of those interlink and work together as something that stops you from doing the things that God knows you'd be pretty good at. So as I said, you know, preparing for this talk was nerve-wracking, but I think it's good to be put in uncomfortable situations. We don't always like them, and they're not very nice. Well, this is nice, I mean, you guys are nice, but it's not always you don't always feel comfortable doing them, but it's good to have achieved that and to do that, not just for yourself, but for God, and to know that the way that God feels about you should reflect how you feel about yourself as well. So, you know, God wants you to know that this is not only... I'm losing myself now. He wants you to know it, not only to speak it and say, yeah, you know, God thinks I'm pretty cool, you know, God thinks this, but to actually feel it in your heart and to know that you don't need to have doubts, you don't need to have fears. And Psalm 139:14 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. Now, I know that verse, I've known it for years, but do I really know it in my heart? Does that verse stop me? Does that verse help me to stop the doubts? To stop me feeling like I'm not good enough? And that's what it should. You know, God gave us the Bible. We should know these things. Although they're in the verses, it's about understanding that God sees you in a different way, if that is making any sense to you guys whatsoever. I know I'm waffling. And it's, you know, believing in one thing and doing another is something I'm very good at. So I know that verse, but do I know it and do I live it? And when I say God loves us, God cares about us, I'm not talking about some ordinary chick flick, Titanic, save Rose kind of situation. I'm talking about the kind of love that, you know, saved us, the kind of love that sent a beloved son to die for us. And I remember a while back in dating, I can't remember what we were doing, but I had a sense that even if it had been just me, God had created the Garden of Eden just for me, he'd sent Jesus just for me, to die for me, to teach me, to love me, to believe in me, but that all still would have happened, because when we think of the crucifixion, we think of it as, in terms of all of us, as a, you know, hundreds and millions and billions of people that have come before us and are to come, but it's actually a very individual thing as well, that even if it had just been me, even if it had just been me in the Garden of Eden, I'd sinned, I'd ate the apple, whatever, God would have still done it. God, Jesus would have still died for me. Mm. And it's not because we deserved it, it's because God knew that it was our only hope for us. And if we allow it to settle and stick, instead of having the tarnish of doubt and having that tarnish of fear and a sense of self-loathing and self-pity, we're going to be able to do so many more situations and be more bold and fulfil our full potential that God has for us. So I, like I said, I can run off 100 situations where, especially in church, and there's been situations and I know as soon as I say this, the next few Sundays you're going to pull me up on it, as I'm sure you will, as good supporters. but I, even in church, and you know, with the 40 Acts, for example, I had a really good story. What I thought, yeah, you know, this is good. You know, so I've done a nice thing. Let's share it with everyone. Couldn't do it. Couldn't get up on Sunday. Couldn't get the microphone because I allowed the doubts to tell me. It's not an interesting story. Nobody cares. You know, you're not good enough. You can't do it. You'll say something stupid. You'll trip up. You'll drop the microphone. Something like that happens. And it's the same. It's the same with, you know, it's the same with praying for someone. I am 100% guilty of when I have that still, quiet voice tells me, pray for that person. Say something to them. They're sat right next to me, but I have the doubts and I have the fear that says, no, you can't do that. You'll offend them. You'll say something ridiculous. You'll not say the right thing. You'll say the unchristian thing. And it's ridiculous because we have this God who is awesome and we have this God who is amazing that values us as a group and as a community, but as the individual and knows every hair on our head. Yet we can't, well, I can't especially, admit to myself that I am good enough. God wants me to pray for that person. God wants me to speak out about things. And sometimes I will trip over and sometimes I will drop the microphone. That's okay. It's mistakes and it happens. You know, like I said, God is bigger. And I've been hearing lately this saying that says, God lives within us. You know, there's a Bible verse somewhere in here that Jesus said in Matthew 19:26. Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So like I said before, if I truly believe all the things that are in the Bible, why do I allow doubts and fears to settle when I know for a fact that this is all true? And I know that verse, and I think, do you have that in your house? You do have that in your house. I knew that. You have that in your house, and I see it. You know, when I come for tea around the Weeders' house, I see that, and I am constantly reminded that, yes, with myself, I would not be able to do those things. I would not be able to fulfil my full potential, but because God is in that with me, I'm able to do that. There are so many thousands of things that I will achieve through my lifetime purely on the basis that I'm a Christian. And I think that's a wonderful thing to know and to feel, that, you know, I will make some mistakes along the way and I will, you know, do stupid stuff, but everything that I do, the good things and the bad, is, you know, God is within me. And that constantly reminds me, and I think sometimes you get earworms with music and you get it with sayings about this, and I constantly hear this, God is within me, you know, God is here. And I had an image at church that, I think it was actually not church, it was an encounter meeting actually, may have been last week, I don't even remember. I had an image of myself, and we were talking about something to do with God being within us. There was an image of me, but overshadowing me was this ginormous figure, very strong, very powerful, that I felt was God. And the whole week at work, the whole week, you know, going through some rubbish times, there was God. So why do I ever believe my doubts and my fears that tell me, you can't do that, Sarah, you're not good enough, when I know this awesome figure, this orb, you might call it, around me, follows me wherever I go. You know, Sue Sandberg said last week, God is closer than a heartbeat. And that was wonderful to hear that and to know God is closer. You know, God is that close. You know, everything I do is possible because of God. But if we allow fear and a doubt to become those cages, and if we believe those lies, I truly feel there's things that you will miss out on. There's things that you won't do when you could have done for the benefit of yourself and for the benefit of others. You know, 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. And we know that one. We've heard that verse before. And it's about recognising that and remembering those things. Like, these are the kind of things that I write down, I put them on my fridge, make sure there's somewhere I lurk the biscuit jar in, somewhere where you're going to notice it. Because it is so important. You know, some of you guys have probably been Christians for absolutely years, and you know all of this stuff, and you know, you've spoke to other people about it, you've read it in your Bibles, but sometimes even the simplest things, the most wonderful of things, like God's love, are those the things that you forget easiest. And that's crazy to think that I've had a difficult life, and like we all have, but God has continuously shown me that love. But every now and again, I allow fear, I allow doubts, I allow all of that to settle down and get me down when I don't need it to, because my God is bigger, my God is greater. So as I said, you know, you don't need to let fear, and I know it's a difficult thing, I've struggled with it for years, and I still do now, but it can be something that you can break, because God wants to. That's the beautiful thing about God, is that he never leaves you the same, never. You know, he sees how wonderful you are, how amazing you are, but he sees things that need to change for your benefit, and never leaves you the same, always wants to adapt you and change you and, you know, create. We've heard that one, Karen, creating me a new person, and that's what God wants to do, is continuously push you to do uncomfortable situations, to do fearful things where you do feel fear, but you know God is in you with it. I know that's incredibly short, and I blasted it out to you all, but I hope that that made sense, and I hope that you enjoyed it. But yeah, thank you. That's it. That's all right. It's short and sweet, aren't you?
Thanks. Jan's going to play for us for a little while. But I've got that image of these three cages, and I think for all of us, they may not be exactly the same three cages we've got. So I think as Jan's playing, I just want you to think about what things you might have that are those cages that might entrap your heart, because I think we might pray into those afterwards. Because I think different things for different people. It may be exactly the same things that Sarah's been talking about. I know where she's coming from. I know it's very hard to believe that Sarah and I might suffer from being insecure, but I was exactly the same with her. Nothing would have made me put my hand up in school. Not even an earthquake or death or whatever, sort of thing. So I came from the same place, so I understand that. So as Yara plays, just think about things that you know that can get a real grip on your heart that shouldn't be there, because our God is God.